Hi, everybody. It is Mr. Gray here. Thank you again for such a great week. A lot happened this week. Yesterday was Pi Day, March 14th. And in honor of that, my father-in-law, Mr. Dimitrik, who is a lawyer, came and he brought us pie, P-I-E, on Pi, P-I Day. So that was really fun. On Wednesday, we had Mr. Daniel Bateson, who is an engineer of seats and restraints at Rivian. He came and gave a speech to the students that we're going to refer back to for our All Atlas project in the spring. He gave us a lot of information, a lot of really great video of crash tests and some insight into how Rivian works. And that was really fun. So that was a really great thing we got to do this week. The next couple weeks are a little bit different. I won't have another video for you next week or the week after. So next week is a normal week, March 18th through 22nd. No scheduling changes, just a normal week in that department. The week after is March 25th through 29th. That is early dismissal every day. So that's a 105 dismissal every day, Monday through Friday that week, to accommodate for spring conferences. And the week after that is spring break. So that is April 1st through the 5th. So the next 2 weeks, the next week is more normal, but that spring conference week, the 25th to 29th, is a very short week. We have very little time in class because the schedule gets moved around a little bit. But the other things I just want to tell you is next week we have Walk Through the American Revolution on Wednesday, so the kids can dress up and bring their costumes. On Wednesday, it's first thing in the morning, Wednesday morning. And also we have the mile run on Monday morning. It's our last time doing the mile run. A few people just have to finish up their PE testing, and then we're all done with fifth grade PE testing. As far as academics go, for reading, the kids are reading American Revolution books and they're completing some work for each book. So they'll have some time in class to work on, and they can work on that as home as well to finish. Our read aloud should be finished. I survived, but I might be finishing that up on Monday. No writing next week. We'll get back into writing after spring break. And the kids will reflect on their CML test that they just took for math. And then they'll also complete a little art activity using fractals, which will be interesting. And then in social studies, we've been talking a lot about kind of personal responsibility. And so the kids are analyzing the Declaration of Independence, and they are writing their own personal Declaration of Independence. They're not independent from teachers or parents, but they can operate more on their own. They're growing up and saying, I can do more on my own. I don't have to wait for someone to tell me. I can do my chores. I can do my work. I can be responsible and represent my family values without having to be reminded all the time. So they're kind of putting that together next week. And then at the end of the week, we're actually going to go outside and declare our independence and read out our personal declarations of independence. And finally, of course, I'll have Science Lab with Mrs. DeMarco. And finally, they will be working on a leadership project for the third trimester. So thank you again for a great week. Normal week next week. Early days every day, March 25th through 29th. And then it'll be spring break. And things are moving quick here in the third trimester. So that's going great. Ask your students how their chit chats went. The speeches have gone great. We've learned so much as kids are teaching us different things. So it's been really fun. Okay. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.